The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Let's face it, the COVID-19 pandemic has changed our lives, hopefully temporarily. Local communities are forced to change everything about daily life. Many of us aren't able to work. You're at home, not because you want to be, but simply because your business is closed. It's changed the way we interact with one another. People feel more isolated. Of course, we're also spending more time online as well. And that's where platforms like Facebook come in. People become, they feel like they're better connected. And that's what Facebook's trying to do. They're trying to offer some solutions. They partner with local communities, state and local government, small businesses around South Carolina. And I wanted to talk a minute this morning. Joining me on our 94.5 The Answer guest line, Diana Dukas. She's a policy manager with Facebook and is going to spend a few minutes with us. Good morning, Diana. How are you?
I'm fine. Good morning to you and your listeners.
Thank you. Appreciate your time. Let's talk about how you guys are helping people get through these tough times.
As you said, it is a really tough time, and I do want to say thank you for starting your show that way and asking us all what we're thankful for. I think it's a really important time to be able to take a step back and think about that. I'm certainly thankful for opportunities like this to share what Facebook is doing and bring people together. We are trying to use our platform exactly how it was intended, which is to bring communities together and help people connect. And so in these difficult times of COVID, we are trying to get people online so that they connect, they can feel that they are a part of a group and helping support their community. We are working to make sure that we are getting the best, most credible information out to the public as quickly as possible. We're working with local elected officials and health departments and larger organizations like the CDC to make sure that we are tracking all the most relevant and important information. And again, of course, we're working to support small businesses. We are developing a grant program for small businesses to help try and help support them through this very difficult time. And we're looking at all other types of ways to bring communities together. We've developed a faith hub so that communities of faith can get together and still worship and support each other, and many other ways for us to bring people together.
Yeah. And I think that's one of the toughest parts of this, Diana, is people do feel isolated because our way of life has just been totally disrupted. When you can't go to church on Sunday, you miss that interaction with people. When you can't go to whatever, you know, your garden club, or you can't go. Even some community centers and all, you know, the kids can't go there. And so it's changed the way we live, and we're just not accustomed to that. We love that interaction. We love being able to go out and play golf with our friends, for example. We love to interact with the activities at church. But you guys, through Facebook, you're allowing a lot of this to continue through Facebook Live, for example. There are a lot of pastors who are delivering their message through Facebook Live, and that's the whole purpose. That's the whole idea of what you guys do, right?
That's exactly right. And it's really incredible that no matter what, in times of crisis, people are going to find a way to support one another. And we're just very lucky to provide that platform. I mean, it is incredible to see what people are doing with the work. There's a Seamstresses with a Purpose organization that's based in Columbia. And it's a group of seamstresses and organizers who are putting together how-to kits and Facebook Lives so that everyday citizens can help create masks and other healthcare gowns and to support the healthcare professionals. That is an ingenious use of this platform and to bring people together. And you also have communities that are supporting each other now that parents have to are trying to care for their children every hour of the day, make sure that they are getting the schooling that they need and also getting that love and affection all at the same time. And so we're trying to, we're supporting communities that are reaching out to each other saying, hey, this is the itinerary and the agenda that we put together for my kid. Maybe this will be helpful to you. And so really trying to harness the platform in that way. And people are just incredibly creative, especially when they know that they need to be.
Right, right. And the other thing too is your platform allows our local officials, like law enforcement and emergency response teams and all, it allows them a way to educate us and to give us critical information that we need during this pandemic.
Absolutely. We recommend certainly that individuals follow their local law enforcement or state or their municipality page. Lots of state officials and law enforcement are regularly updating these pages to make sure that their citizens know exactly what the latest information is, the do's and the don'ts, and suggested procedures, that all that information is up on their pages.
Yep, yep. Diana Dukas, thank you again for your time this morning and for what you guys do, because, you know, Facebook is just such a it's a special place. And I got to tell you, my 81-year-old mom, she has no technical ability whatsoever. I bought her an iPad for Christmas, I guess, 2 years ago now. And Facebook right now, Facebook is her how she interacts. Facebook is, she loves sitting there and passes her time because she can't get out. And it's just really, I'm been a lifesaver for her because she doesn't feel so isolated. She can still interact with her friends.
I'm so glad that we can be that resource for her and for so many others. So thank you so much for the time and wishing everyone well in these very challenging times.
Yeah. Well, Diana Dukas with Facebook.